Well, welcome, and thank you for joining me again on one of my favorite things to do on a Wednesday night, which is a teleclass. This particular teleclass is called Why Men Sometimes Just Screw Up. And there's a personal reason why this teleclass came about, and I'll share it a little bit later. But it's kind of an interesting topic, because in my last teleclass on Valentine's Day, going from Mr. Wrong to Mr. Right, I talked about the five stages of a relationship. And so if you want, you might want to jot this down if you didn't get a chance to listen to the previous call. But the five stages of a relationship are forming, which is really the beginning of the dating process within the relationship. Warming is when you kind of move into the topic of having this a relationship, or you become intimate. And then there's storming. And this is when sometimes all heck breaks loose within a relationship. And the other two are transforming and norming. So this topic kind of fits into the storming aspect of a relationship. And while the topic is why men sometimes just screw up, I mean, the fact is that we, both men and women, will have storms in a relationship, and depending on what the mistake is or what the screw up is, can definitely define the direction of the relationship, as mentioned in transforming, because it could either end a relationship or in some cases make it very stronger. So I started to think, as I was preparing for this teleclass, the different types of screw ups men make. And as I did this, the list became very long. So I'm just going to highlight a couple things and also kind of share you a personal story. But, you know, a couple of the different types of mistakes men make. I mean, some can be obvious, like forgetting a birthday, an anniversary, something, some important date. And that could be an innocent mistake, or it could be, well, sometimes forgetting something like an anniversary can be certainly a big mistake, depending on how you react to it. Another thing men can tend to do is sometimes when a woman just wants to vent, we go straight into fix-it mode. And it's just a natural instinct for us men to do that. And oftentimes, you know, we don't know that really all you're doing is venting. But when we go into that fix-it mode, you get very frustrated, disappointed, angry, because all you want to be is heard, and you don't feel that you're being listened to. So understand that, and your reaction could be one of being in, you know, hurt, not listened to, and that sort of thing. So it's another example of a way a man screws up. This is, someone wrote this one in to me as an example, and I thought it was kind of funny, so I'd share it. And that is leaving the toilet seat up. Especially if you've been repeatedly told not to. I think a man who doesn't fix that problem pretty quickly should be kicked on the curb, but it can be an innocent mistake as well. But I just thought that was kind of funny. Another type of mistake or screw up a man can make is when he says something hurtful. And whether it's unconscious or not, obviously that affects your emotions and can cause a storm within the relationship. And this will lead into what I'm going to be talking about a little bit later, is how does he remedy all of this, but something hurtful. Another thing that happens is when a man blows you off. You've made plans to be with family, with friends or whatnot, and he ignores you or blows you off. Other examples of that is saying he's going to call when he, you know, he says he's going to call at a certain time or doesn't, or even blows you off when you want to be intimate and he's kind of ignoring you. And that tends to be a typical type of mistake a man makes. And your reaction, depending on how your reaction is, going to dictate how he's going to move through this. And I'm going to kind of lead into the impetus of this class. And I'll be candid with you. This was a result of my own bonehead move recently. So I thought I'd share with you this story and what I learned from this experience, because it really gave me some things that I felt that my Facebook friends, my audience, my readers and such might find some value. And in my own bonehead move, I'll kind of need to backtrack for a moment. A little over a month ago, I began a relationship with, and I'll be candid, with someone I'm absolutely crazy about. She is spectacular. And I'm so excited. I'm deliriously happy to be in this relationship. And we had just kind of reached a threshold at a point in our relationship where things were just getting even stronger, we're getting closer, and this was right before Valentine's Day. And on Valentine's Day, I happened to have a teleclass going on. And I had a lot of activity going on in my business, and I just became so absorbed with my own personal drama that I totally screwed up Valentine's Day. And it really hurt her feelings because she went out of her way to do something very special for me. And I just totally had a bonehead brain fart that happened. And I allowed my own personal stuff to get in the way of something that could be, you know, one of those romantic evenings. And the thing is in my particular case, what hurt most for her was I'm the guy who talks about being chivalrous and romance and all those things. And what I realized and what I learned in this experience is what I'm going to talk about right now, and I'll go into a little bit more detail. But I call them the three Fs. So F is in Frank. So the three Fs. And the first F is fixation or freeze. So if you want to write that down, fixation or freeze. The next F is freedom. And the third F is fear. Okay, so it's fixation or freeze, freedom or fear. And what happened in my case in this bonehead move is that I had planned to do something, a specific plan for Valentine's Day, but my whole plans got shifted because I ended up spending the day at my girlfriend's place and working out of there, preparing for my teleclass. And I had so many activities going on that day that I never had a chance to do all the things I planned, all the romantic things I had planned. And in my mindset, I realized, and this is obviously now after the fact, that I have a habit of being very rigid in one capacity. When I get fixated on doing something a certain way, we men can go into tunnel vision. So what happens is if anything shifts in our parameters there, it totally disrupts things. So in my case, what happened was I just felt like I couldn't do it the way I wanted to do it. And it was just easier to get what I call forgiveness than doing it right. And sure enough, when I shared with my girlfriend how, and this was, we're about ready to plan the rest of our evening, I just confessed I didn't do anything. And she was truly hurt. And what I learned from this experience is that two things actually came up. And that one of the first things was that we men had a habit, or in this particular case, I had got fixated or tunnel vision. And so I didn't know how to break free from that. Okay. The next thing that happens within men, within these three Fs, is, you know, men desire, you know, one of the things I talk about in many of my teleclasses, men often innately desire sex, variety, and freedom. And so oftentimes when a woman begins to start moving towards you, men pull back. And it's just a natural reaction to having our freedom. And so we do things to screw up the relationship. Again, these are unconscious things that we may do, but it's that freedom that we innately want. And let me just tell you something. Men and women both pretty much want the same things when it comes to relationships. Our challenge is oftentimes we just communicate differently. In fact, that's a big part of my whole coaching program, is understanding that men just communicate differently than women. Women communicate through their feelings, and men communicate through their logic. So it's one of the reasons why I have such a disconnect. So, but in the area of the freedom, we have this habit of pulling back, and we do these bonehead moves when it comes to someone who we truly, really want to be in a relationship. The last F is fear. And this is, I think, also something that happened within me in this particular bonehead move that I had, is that while I became fixated on what I wanted to do for Valentine's Day, I also hit a point where she had just opened up to me, and I think a bit of fear came up for me. I mean, all three Fs were coming up, that desire for freedom, and in fear, I self-sabotaged it. I knew I could have went down to the store and bought a gift or done something, even though it wasn't going to be the way I had planned, but I sabotaged it to a certain degree. And at the time, again, this is now having the opportunity to reflect back, I realized that I had hit this point of fear. And this happens within the relationships. There's going to be storms within a relationship, whether you trigger the storms or whether he triggers those storms. And really what's most important is what I said about on my Facebook page, is ultimately how do men show up when they screw up? Because that really dictates everything. And because relationships are going to have storms, when a man screws up, the real test becomes his character. So when I left my girlfriend's place later that evening, I realized that I really screwed up. And I was like, oh my God, you know, I mean, I could lose this person. I built so hard to build that point of trust with her that I could lose her. And oftentimes men can have a habit of bolting or just kind of ignoring what had just happened. I went into a completely different mindset, and we're met, and it's really the difference between what I call rhetoric versus real remorse. And rhetoric, it could be something like, oh, baby, I'm really sorry. I'll never do it again. And just have that tone of almost indifference, or just be kind of quasi-apologetic, versus men who have real remorse. And it comes across because their emotions will start coming out when a man has truly done something wrong. Now, for the incidents of, like, you know, forgetting to call or that sort of thing, you know, we men have a habit of making excuses. But it's your reaction that's going to dictate how we proceed. And when you feel – we men want to make you happy. I mean, honestly, we do. So when you feel hurt and we really can sense that you're hurt, real men will step up and show that remorse. But it's different if you just showed it, if you came out whining, complaining, that sort of thing, versus what happened in my case. She was deeply hurt. I could just feel it in every part of her being that she was disappointed. And she didn't, what happened was she shut down and didn't say anything. If she came out attacking me or something, that would have provoked a different reaction because we men will go into defense mode. But she withdrew. And I will tell you that when a woman withdraws, we men, again, men who really care, will do something about it. And I went completely into action. And this is really what kind of dictated really what's happened in our relationship. It's even strengthened it because it wasn't no longer words. I took action. And within a true apology, this makes all the difference. So part of what I wanted to share this evening was really identifying the rhetoric versus real remorse. And real remorse will follow something like this. And the apology will demonstrate that there's true regret for hurting your feelings, okay? And also taking ownership or responsibility. So write these down. The three R's within an apology are regret, responsibility, and remedy. And when a man truly values a relationship and wants a relationship, he's going to be at this point in his life where he says it's the choice between freedom or a relationship. And trust me, there's so many men out there. I hear this all the time. Men are non-committal, that sort of thing, or commitment phobes. There are men who are dying to have quality relationships out there, but we reach these storms, and how you react and how his character shows up will dictate whether or not that relationship will become stronger, as in what happened with me. So I said, and I started to say, there's regret, responsibility, and a remedy. So in my case, I immediately went into, I first wrote a very long apology letter, and I thought, you know, emailing that would be kind of tacky. So I handwrote an apology letter and put it in the mail. But that evening, I'm like thinking to myself, I'm feeling really crappy, and I don't want to wait for the U.S. Postal Service to get there. So I did forward the email to her, or I wrote out what I had written for her, so she got it in the email. At least I made one attempt to reach out to her. And she said to me she needed to take a break, and I'll share with you. One of the best things a woman can do is take a step back and process when a guy makes a mistake. Now, the toilet seat one, we're going to let that one go, but it's that really emotional mistake that a man makes. Take a step back and process, because that will demonstrate whether or not we show up. So in my letter, I started off with the regret, I took responsibility, and then I started to remedy what I wanted to do to remedy what I wanted to do to remedy this situation. And this is where I really believe a true man's character comes up, because I am a romantic guy, so I wanted to give her the romance that she deserved. So, and this was a great learning opportunity for me to really pull out that romantic side, because I do enjoy writing poems and sending gifts and doing all that. So I fought for the relationship. And I just want to say to you that real men are out there who want to fight for relationships, but it's going through these storms can be a very challenging time within a relationship. So it's how you react that's going to dictate how we react. And I've heard this from so many people that I've interviewed, is that if you react with that storm in kind of a offensive mode, we men will become defensive. But if a woman withdraws and pulls back just a bit, you get to see whether or not we show up. And I want to suggest to you that when these storms happen and these mistakes happen, these screw-ups happen, allow the man to show his true character, allow him to come back with that regret, that responsibility, and that remedy. And I guarantee your relationship will be so much stronger. And by the way, and also be receptive to it. Now, again, I'm not going to talk about infidelity or something like that, because that's a much bigger picture. I'm talking about just the general bonehead moves that men make. But when he truly comes with true remorse, just give him that space and say, thank you so much for just owning up to it and really standing in the fire. Because when a woman's – we men want to make you happy. I cannot begin to stress that enough. We men truly want to make you happy. So I know I'm doing a different format tonight, and that was really the gist of one I wanted to talk about, was kind of give you some basic things to think about within a relationship. And as I said, I normally do a Q&A. I wanted to do something different tonight. I am so open to any questions you may have. I totally welcome if you go to my website, Understand Men Now, and share any questions you might have in the comment section. And what I'm doing is, and I'll be announcing this to my email community, is I have a membership program where it includes access to teleclasses, the recording to teleclasses, a monthly group coaching call, and a private Facebook group page where we have so much interaction. And it's at my website, it's called understandmennow.com/membership. And it's and if you're interested in that, what I'm doing for everyone on the call tonight, I have a 3-month membership that's $97 that I'm going to give for 6 months. So if anyone signs up from now until Friday at midnight, you're going to get 6 months for the price of 3. And that works out to about $16 a month. But what I'm doing for everybody who's on the call tonight, anyone who's interested and who signs up before midnight tonight, I'm going to offer you the 6 months membership for the price of 3 and a 20-minute coaching call for everyone who signs up tonight to my membership program. And it's at understandmennow.com. I truly appreciate you taking the time out of your evening today to just hear. And this is a bit of my own personal story, but it gave me an opportunity to share what I think could truly help understanding the way men think and understanding what happens when we do these bonehead moves, and really just demonstrating the difference between the rhetoric and true real remorse. So again, I want to thank you all for joining me tonight. I truly appreciate it. I appreciate all your support. And also for those who are on the call that are on my Facebook page, thank you for those kind wishes to my new relationship. I was so excited to announce that officially I'm in a relationship on Facebook. And by the way, let me make a comment. A relationship doesn't become official until it's Facebook official. So, and I say that with a bit of with a smile. So again, I want to thank you all for joining me tonight, and I look forward to having you join me on my next teleclass. Wishing you all a super fabulous evening.